RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood.
A hole in one.
It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning. Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you in. It's the season debut of the Tee to Green Golf Show right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. We're back for another year. Excited to be back as we get going here into the month of March. I'm Brian Koziol. Thanks for joining us. And my crew that I'm excited to be back with for another year.
You don't sound too...
Kevin Sylvester. Hi, Kevin. Good morning.
Good to be with you, brother.
That's right.
Good to be with everybody back here. Same crew.
That's right. PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, good morning.
Good morning.
Don't forget Derek, too, and the controls.
Of course.
Good to have Derek back.
And
too.
Derek Kramer back as well.
What's up?
What's up, Derek?
What's up?
Thanks for being here bright and early like you always are. Kevin, as you've said many times, the producer of this show has many important roles. But the most important thing is that it is a Saturday morning at 7 in the morning, and the producer has to get here like at 6 something, or if not earlier. So that is the most important thing.
Half the time, 50% of success is just being there, right?
That's right.
Well, and he was out late celebrating that Sabres win, probably.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Derek is at the top of the list of our performance in that area.
Yeah. So, great job.
That's right. Absolutely.
You know, this is what I'm excited about. We're a month earlier than we normally start because the PGA Tour season's moved up. The Players Championship here's in a couple of weeks, and so you look at every month on the professional tours, and this is going to get us even more excited to play. Not that we're not excited to play now, everybody here in Buffalo itching to go, but you have the Players Championship in a couple of weeks. Then you've got the Masters. Then you've got the PGA Championship moved up to May, where the Players Championship, or, you know, around that time. It's a week later than what the Players normally was on Mother's Day weekend. But so you have the PGA. Then you go to the U.S. Open. Then you go to the Open Championship. And then in August, they've eliminated one, I would say limit, trimmed a playoff event. There's only three playoff events of the PGA Tour, so you're probably not going to have guys sitting a week out for rest, and that last one's a Tour Championship, which they could not have gotten a better boost with Tiger winning the Tour Championship last year. It was just phenomenal.
And that schedule's great. I think it's awesome for golf. Everything gets wrapped up before the football season starts. Everybody's excited this time of year, too. You know, this is, you know, start a little earlier. I like where the PGA Championship's moving. I think that's going to help keep golf healthy, to keep everybody's eyes on golf at least once a month for some majors.
Well, you know, yeah, the other interesting thing is you get it, you know, the Olympics now has golf, right?
Yeah.
And the first go-around with the Olympics, you had the Olympics and then, boom, right into the PGA Championship. And right. So you had this, I mean, the Olympics are the Olympics.
Yeah,
and
some people played
it down, but everybody who went and guys who didn't go were like, I should have went. Like, that was when Matt Kuchar was wearing a bronze medal, people were like, wow, that's really cool.
He said that was the highlight of his golf career.
Yeah. And you know, Justin Rose, the gold medal. I mean, you look at what Justin Rose has won. Like, once he won that, it was like, wait a second. This guy's got a U.S. Open and a gold medal?
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
Good. Yeah. And Ricky's got the tat.
That's right.
Yeah. Ricky's got
for
the tat,
playing
too.
In the, yes. Yep, yes. Absolutely. No, the Olympics obviously have put golf on a different stage, which made it definitely cool. Yeah, so the calendar is shifted, so... the pro scene of the golf season in terms of the serious time here is earlier, so we figured why not come on a month earlier. So we're excited to be back here on Tee to Green on WGR, and we've got a ton of exciting stuff this year. Our website is up and going, a brand new revamped website, tee2green.golf is the website, so check that out. A lot of cool information there, including a way to be a part of our show this year unlike it's ever been in the past. We have a Tee to Green Club, which some of you listening right now, you're a part of. And we are going to give away some free golf to Glen Oak Golf Course here today. And in order for you to win, it's very easy. All you have to do is be a member of our club. And Kevin, it's free. And we've already given away things already. We're going to be giving away stuff all year long.
We've given away underwear and socks. It's like Christmas at grandma's house, right?
Mm-hmm. But they're cool underwear, cool socks.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it was. I want to tell the story if I can. So Jeff and I were at the PGA Merchandise Show. Brian, you're going next year, okay? I'd always wanted to go, and it worked out in my schedule where I could go, and I went. For two reasons. One, I hear it's just a great time, you know, a great event to see everybody. And two, just if you're into golf gear and stuff like everybody listening to the show is, it is like the candy store, right? I mean, it's the Taj Mahal of candy
stores.
You're
a trick-or-treater. We call you a trick-or-treater. Yes.
Well, I had some business to do down there, too. If anybody's heard of the brand, they're not sponsoring the show, whatever, but they gave us stuff to give away to the club. So, 2UNDER, it's a number 2, UNDR, and this is an underwear company. It started in golf. Matter of fact, I won a pair at a stag day at one of the local clubs, and it was like, you know, they just draw the ticket, like the last prize there, and they're like, I got underwear, and... Mike Zabo was a pro. He goes, these are going to be the best underwear you ever wear. I'm like, usually guys don't say that. They're like, guys, hey, you know. I said, okay, whatever. They're fantastic. And I've bought many pairs. So anyways, I would go where Jeff and I walked to the booth, and it was a small booth. Right?
Well, all they sell is underwear.
Right,
and
yeah.
A couple bags.
Yeah. Well, it was a small booth relatively compared to the other ones. Yeah. I mean, it's probably twice the size of the studio, Brian. And so space is tight in there, and I just bump into this guy. And I'm like, oh, hey, sorry, turn around and look at his name tag, because we're all wearing name tags there. It's the president of the company, Dave Williams. I'm like, oh, my gosh, hey, great to meet you. You know, I just say who I am, and I just say, hey, your product's fantastic. Hey, can we have you on the show for an interview? He's like, yeah, I travel a lot. I go, how about we do it right now? I got my recorder. He's like, all right, fantastic. So we do the interview. The podcast interview is up at tdgreen.golf. He'll tell you the whole story behind it. It's kind of funny. He's an affable guy. And then he goes, here, take this bag and, you know, some underwear in there. Well, that were mediums. I'm not going to lie, boys. That's not my size, nor is it your size. but really cool stuff. So that was our first giveaway. Similar thing, the Germapro socks. These are, I just wore them last week in Mexico City, walking the court. Feet did not hurt.
And whatsoever. Today you have two different socks on. What's going
That's
on?
That's true. Yeah. Well, that is, I was at a stag last night, okay? I'm not going to lie. But anyways, so those were our first two giveaways. But we've worked on other ones. We have other big ones coming, and we're going to give away some golf today, because that's pretty big, too, to get a twosome at Glen Oak. So we're looking forward to that. Join the club. It is free. We're going to have more giveaways, special offers, discounts throughout the year, and as it grows, well, we plan on doing some bigger and better things too with it. Tee2green.golf, tee2green.golf.
Yep, and then up at the top, all the tabs we have up there, click on where it says T2G Club, and just sign up. It's free, and we're going to have not only good prizes and giveaways, but we're going to be sending out information.
We have
on
a
there
newsletter.
About, yes. About great stuff happening. If you want to know about what's going on in the local golf scene in Western New York, and maybe you missed what we're saying about it on the show. We'll have newsletters coming out as well here along the way. So coming up here on the show, the new PGA Tour calendar, we mentioned that, but there's been some rule changes, and we'll talk about some of the things that have been going on with that. We'll get Jeff's Western New York PGA Tip of the Week coming up as well. We want to remind you about our Batavia Downs Gaming Majors Challenge, which is back for another year. We're excited about that.
Which you can, the only way to enter is by being a club member this year.
That's right.
So if you want to win those great prize packs we had with the majors, which, again, free to enter, and you can just win something.
And
awesome.
The prizes have gotten even better, so we're looking forward to that. Woods to Wedges, one of our sponsors of the show, they're having a fitting demo day today and a few more coming up in the next few weeks, so we'll give you information about that. The Golf Glen Oak giveaway is coming up here along the way, and the amount of money that somebody just bet on Tiger Woods to win the Masters has changed the betting odds. That's how big of it is. So we'll talk about that here coming up in just one moment as we get going here on our season debut of Tee to Green, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas and Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Derek Kramer producing with us here today. Thanks for being with us here. Of course, starting a month earlier from now all the way through Labor Day weekend, every Saturday, hope you can be with us here on Tee to Green. This week we're in our Amherst studios. We will be all around Western New York this year. For our Tee to Green tour at many golf courses and many places related to golf. Next week we'll be at one of our home clubs, Tantera. We want big shout out to our home clubs this year, Tantera, Fox Valley, Briarwood, the CBIG Company Group. They are back as our home clubs. Also, our other presenting sponsors, we mentioned Woods to Wedges. They're coming back here as well. The Western New York PGA, a huge part of our show. Jeff, of course, you're a Western New York PGA pro.
Yeah, big news for them.
We're really happy about our affiliation with them. And the Western New York PGA is having a monster year. They've got some local changes. We're going to talk about those. But even highlighted by the fact that the section is hosting the Senior PGA Championship this year.
Yeah, but Oak Hill, we'll be there that Saturday doing our show from the event.
It's awesome. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. You know, and as a PGA professional, it's pretty cool because we get to help out and start and work the range. And, you know, I get to watch these players get lessons and talk to them about their swings and things like that. So it's great as a golf professional. We don't get geeked up for too many things. You do get geeked up when you have that event right in your backyard.
Absolutely.
You know, which, by the way, the real cool opportunity. I'm not sure how many spots are open for this, but if there are, you'll want to get in this. Like, if you've ever played in a charity event and or pro-am or have not, this is the one to get in. This is the Monday. It's Memorial Day.
Yep.
So you're off. Okay. So work's not an excuse. The Monday after the final round of the Senior PGA Championship, Oak Hill. If you've ever wanted to play Oak Hill, you ever want to play a tournament right after they've played the tournament there, of course.
Where in tournament condition.
Tournament condition, grandstands still up, Sunday pins
they keep
still
the pins.
There.
Yep.
It is something special. I've played Oak Hill from the tips before while I was prepared to be, of course, with the PGA. But this year at Kapalua, I got to play the Monday right after they finished the final round.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fantastic. The grandstands were still up, Sunday pins. I'm like, this was really cool.
That's all those guys that can break 80 once in a while. You won't be doing it there.
I played from the tips, 7,500 yards. I shot 91.
And it probably wasn't that bad.
It was, no.
No, it's hard.
Believe me, I grinded it out.
Yeah.
It was so
well, and that supports our foundation,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's
this
what I was going to say.
Yeah.
It's a charity thing, right? It's the Reach Foundation. It's three golfers in the group, and you get paired with a Western New York PGA Pro.
Yep.
So that's in the group. There's a great package of tee prizes that you're going to get. And it goes for charity. Tell me what the Reach Foundation does.
The Reach Foundation supports a lot of programs and a lot of things to help golf in Western New York. One of the big ones is helping our Patriots everywhere. The Hope Foundation, the Hope programs, I should say. And there's discounts if you're a graduate from the Hope program. I believe you get in free to the PGA Championship. The Hope program, what it does is it takes we work with the VA and we take vets, and it's a great form of therapy for these guys and women who have done, you know, had some things happen to them. Golf's a great sport, a great function for them to assimilate and for a million jillion reasons. And we go to different facilities in Western New York and host it once a week, three or four or five spots. If you're interested, check with the VA, check with the Western New York PGA. It is free, and we basically introduce them to golf and teach them to love the game of golf.
If you have maybe a business and you know some of your staff members that love to golf, like, what a great treat this would be
yeah.
To take some of your staff members out, have a memorable day at Oak Hill, and help out the PGA Reach Foundation. The information and the link to everything that Kevin and Jeff are just talking about, I just tweeted it out, at BrianWGR. The link's right on there. It's at the Western New York PGA website. So if you want more information, you can go to WNYPGA.com. But I just tweeted out the link to it. So if you want to see that there, chance to play one of the top golf courses in the world. The history at Oak Hill of what the tournaments that have been there, there is no other one that beats it in terms of the quantity amount of events that have been there. We say it every time we're there, but it's worth repeating. They've had the U.S. Open, the Senior Open. They've had the PGA Championship, the Senior PGA Championship. They've had the Ryder Cup. They've had the U.S. Amateur. I mean, there is no other course that has hosted that list.
It's the only course in the world, yeah, that's hosted all this. The other thing is it's coming up in May, so you want to get in, and we've already sold a bunch of spots because it is it is a neat event.
That place is special. Yeah. It just is. We played last fall there. Yeah,
and I've played. I've been fortunate to play it a bunch, and if you, it'll test all the shots you have in your golf bag, and it's just fun to walk around there, and so and so hit it from here. Oh, this is where Tom Kite hit it in the pond. You know, all the history that goes with the place.
Every time I play there, Jeff. Like I play there all the time. Every time I've been there. All right, I check my closet at home. Okay, you have two Oak Hill shirts. You're good. You don't need to buy anymore.
Yeah, it's probably a tough day for you to get out of there.
Who am I talking about? That's every golf course I go to.
Yeah.
I don't need a golf shirt.
Kevin and merchandise and golf shirts kind of go hand in hand together. Yeah.
You worked the Mexico Championship last year. You don't need to buy another one this year.
That's right. Okay. By the way, you do.
I do like that new shirt you got there. That's nice. From Mexico. That orange sweater
You know what, though?
From
that's
the Yucatan
not new.
Masters?
Is that from last year?
Yeah. So I bought it last year because I figured, all right, I heard it might not be going back to Mexico City. Club de Golf Chapultepec, which is, and I don't know if you're the players this year.
It looks super cool.
It is an awesome golf course.
Is this from the Mexican mini tour? No, kidding.
Yeah, no. Let me tell you something. This golf course is superb. It goes down the hill, back up the hill, risk reward holes, long holes. And
there's good TV. That's for
sure. Yeah, and then you hear the players all talking afterwards, like, you know what? This course is it's pretty fantastic. Mm-hmm. And it is. It's just, the routing on it's awesome. The fans there were great. It was just really, really, the altitude, I'll tell you this, that is no joke. 8,000 feet above sea level. They had to figure out, it took Tiger a day to figure out, the altitude,
yeah.
And his distances. Like he didn't play well in the first round, and then he came out and shot 500 in the second. And I interviewed him afterwards, and I got to call that shot from the bunker. That was like
that amazing shot.
That shot was awesome. It just looked impossible. And Matt, I should have sent the call into play, but because the only shot I've predicted in my career on PGA Tour is that, well, he might be able to hit a massive cut here. The only guy who could probably do it is Tiger, and he does it. But anyway, I asked him after, I go, so what was the difference between today and yesterday? The first round, second round, we're just putting better. He goes, you know what? I just needed a one round to get my numbers down in competition. Different the practice rounds, they'll go out there with a track man. Like Bryson DeChambeau in the practice round on Wednesday, he had his team out there with the track man on the golf course hitting, they went to different areas. Like a lot of times Patrick Reed gets like, oh, he's not playing with the guys in practice rounds because he's figuring stuff out. They're working on things.
Well, he's slow, too.
Well, yeah. But no, but they're
join the list.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I got that topic on our discussion here, too.
But they're working on track, man, at certain yardages where, okay, I'm going to try to drive here every day. What are the clubs that I can hit into the different pin locations? Not just are trying to hit greens. They're trying to hit it to certain locations on the surfaces to get the ball in an area where they can make
play. And the hard part is transitioning. Your eye tells you one thing. You know, I got you got 165 yards, you got 8 iron, whatever you are. Now all of a sudden you're hitting an 8 iron from 190. It just looks weird to you as a player. So you do have to just kind of pick the number, hit to the number, just hit the shot that you're trying to hit.
Tiger hit a wedge 205 yards in the first round
in the air.
I believe it.
Yeah. 205
last July, I went to Banff in Canada and playing it in the Canadian Rockies. The course, it was right in the middle of it, and it was, I mean, one of the most beautiful courses I've ever played. But the guy I was playing with, he goes, make sure you know, he goes, you're going to hit a lot less for these shots. And, I mean, my wedge difference was probably 20 yards.
Yeah.
And I mean, for these pros, for it to be a 30 or 40 yard difference, I believe it.
Oh, yeah. If he can hit a wedge 150 yards in the air if he wants to, I'm sure.
So. Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's crazy. Wow. Yeah. How far these guys hit.
I cannot hit a sandwich 150 yards in the air. No.
No. No. Nor should you. No. Right?
That's right. 7:18 here, the time on our season debut of Tee to Green. Thanks for being with us. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitis. Thanks for being with us here. If you're just joining us, our entire show will be up in the on-demand audio section. WGR550.com is the place to find it. I'll tweet it out as well at Brian WGR. We've got some giveaways coming up here to Glen Oak Golf Course. Two twosomes along the way. If you haven't signed up to be a member of our Tee to Green Club, you've got some time here in the next few minutes. You can do it real quick and make yourself eligible to win here for this great set of pair of outings out to Glen Oak. The website, T2Green.golf. Click on the Tee to Green, Green Club section and then just sign up. It's free to do it. Lots of information coming out all year, giveaways, a really good opportunity. If you like golf here in Western New York, this is a spot you're going to want to be.
I know we got to break in a second, but slow play. What's, you know, because I know we want to talk about some rule stuff.
No,
too,
let's do that first here. Okay. Probably the highlight of the year, well, I shouldn't say highlight, the low light of the year, but the one that was talked about the most is J.B. Holmes winning 2 weeks ago. He's in the final group at Riviera, and the round with the weather took 5.5 hours for a threesome to play with no one in front of them. They were almost two full holes behind the group in front. He took a ton of flack for it. I was reading a study. Play on the tour this year in terms of time per round on average is up. And
I can tell you why.
They were thinking the rule changes, people leaving the pin in. Like, hey, this should maybe, you know, 10 seconds here, 20 seconds here, 30 seconds here. That should be speeding up play. And, Kevin, it's not.
No, it's Holmes is still getting flack from Torrey Pines, right? You know, he was the human rain delay there on the playoff, and they had to come back the next morning, Jason Day and Alex Noren. So Holmes says, I've actually sped up, right?
Wow.
Yeah, I know. He's... But, you know, when you think what he's playing for, I mean, there's a lot on the line there. Brooks Koepka's even said, look, I'll take a penalty, right? Brooks Koepka's been more outspoken this year. He said, I'll take a penalty just to prove a point here on slow play. Because, you know, he voiced frustration with. But
we got to get Koepka and Holmes as a pairing. That'll be good.
It'll happen.
It will happen at some point. A lot of it is the rules, and players are. And I get this. There's cameras everywhere, phones everywhere. It is, they want to make sure they get the ruling correct.
I got to think it's the rules because there were cameras and everything last 10 years.
Anytime you need a ruling, there's only a few guys I've seen do it where they just go ahead and take the relief from a cart path or a sprinkler head and such. Matter of fact, I saw J.B. Holmes do it without a rules official in Austin. Was it? Yeah, Austin Country Club. He just took he just did the drop and execute. I was like, okay, great. He didn't have to bring the rules official over. He just knew the rules. But there's too much at stake now in case something wrong is going by. And, you know, rules officials are trying to get this stuff right for the players because everything's on television. Everything's televised. So I understand that. But I'll give you an example. Tiger hit into the green on 6 last week in Mexico City in the final round. Oosthuizen hits next. You know, spins the ball back, knocks Tiger's ball about 3 feet to, you know, backwards and to the golfer's left. They bring the rules official in. Now, I'm there. There are times when those of us who are working observe, if the marshal doesn't see it, we'll go in and say, your ball was there. And Tommy Fleetwood was coming up on the other side. He came and I thought it was there. I walked over and I told Joe LaCava, I go, look, I said, it's about 3 feet up and to the right. But still, Tiger wisely said, look, there's, you know, all these people around. I want to make sure. I don't want people to say I put the ball closer than it needed to be.
Well, that I understand.
As a matter of fact, I believe he put the ball further back than he needed to be, then he lifted it out. But, you know, the fish, that we all know the rule on that. Your ball goes back to the original spot where you all agree the original spot was. You didn't need to bring a rules official in to do that, but that's a delay.
I understand that, though, because, you know, the rules are new. I went to a rules seminar in New York State, gave us one. I don't know that I'm very comfortable with all of it yet. I have to have some repetition. I have to refer to the rule book, you know, so I'd be uncomfortable. I am an advocate of the shot clock, though. I think the players should have to hit, hey, once you address the ball or once it's your turn to play, you got to hit it within a reasonable amount of time. These 40-second pre-shot routines and things like that, and then backing off over everything. You're here to play golf, and every study shows you play better when you play faster. But I understand these guys are grinding their face off trying to make a living. But have a rules official with each group. Do something for a while to just get it going, and then put a shot clock on these guys, and I think you'll notice
a
change.
I will tell you this.
There's roaming rules officials.
Yeah, and they do put guys on the clock.
Right.
Because there's a.
When's the last time someone got a penalty, though?
I don't know. But they're told all the time to get moving.
Yeah.
At that point,
it's just advice because they're not doing anything.
With the Saturday round, I saw a rules official and I just said, hey, I'm not sure. I just got to go get these guys moving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
That's right.
Hey, before we go to break here, I want to remind everybody that our Batavia Downs Gaming Majors Challenge is back for another year. For the four majors, the Masters, the PGA Championship, the U.S. Open, and the Open Championship, we will have our Batavia Downs Gaming Majors Challenge, where you sign up, of course, to be a member of our Tee to Green Club, and then you email us your three golfers, whatever money they make, that's the money you get toward your total, and then the winner, who has the most money at the end, gets an amazing prize pack courtesy of Batavia Downs Gaming. So we're looking forward to having that back, and we want to thank Batavia Downs Gaming for their partnership again, providing our Tee to Green Club members another awesome opportunity to get a hotel package, to get restaurant, to get free play, a great opportunity to go out there, enjoy yourself at Batavia Downs Gaming.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, and we're thankful that they're back on board with that contest again this year. See, we're just giving you. Hey, one other quick thing on the rules thing.
Mm-hmm.
Two players. I witnessed one drop from the shoulder last week. One made a drop without an official, Ricky Fowler, and got penalized.
Because he dropped from shoulder height.
Dropped from shoulder height. This knee thing, it looks awkward.
Yeah,
save
that because I got Fowler's quote about the drop.
And I'll tell you the player I saw do it and how everybody was like, no!
That's right. More on the rule changes coming up. We've got the Western New York PGA Tip of the Week coming up. What did somebody bet on Tiger Woods that has actually changed the lines in Las Vegas? So we'll have that for you here. All coming your way as Tee to Green comes back at you with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. It's our season debut. Thanks for waking up with us here on a Saturday morning to talk some golf on WGR on Tee to Green.
Listen up, golfers. Here comes the Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
To me, I mean, dropping from your knee looks funny. I think there's a lot of weekly and weekend players at, you know, some clubs back home that may not even be able to get down to their knee to drop. I mean, you're dropping a ball, putting it back in play. So I don't necessarily think we need to be kneeling down or anything crazy like that.
That is Ricky Fowler on
the
new
drop
rule.
He knows our audience. Can't bend down to do it.
Knows me.
That's right.
It looks bad. It looks awkward. It does look awkward.
It does look awkward. I'll give him that. The rules, I think, you know, for the average player, I think they're going to be great. You know, I think at my club, Glen Oak, we're going to, you know, the idea that you don't have to re-tee to hit it, you know, if you hit a ball out of bounds and the benefit there. Yeah, and, you know, keeping the pin in for a foursome of guys that's all going to keep the pin in all the way around, I think that's great. It'll help speed up play there.
I think it's great even when I'm playing by myself to not have to walk over and take the pin out.
And now you're seeing guys, are, you know, the tour players, I didn't think they were going to do it. And they're surprised, you know, some are doing it for long, taking it out for short. There's a lot of variance there. But I do think overall it will help speed up play. The three-minute rule, we'll see how that works.
Yeah.
But that also should speed up play at the clubs. I can see why, though, on the tour level, because everybody's unsure that it may slow down play initially.
Two things on the flagstick in. I asked Tim Tucker, Bryson DeChambeau's caddy. I said, "What determines when he leaves the flag in or take it? Because he mostly leaves it in." He said, "He'll leave it in all the time, unless it's distracting him. You know, the wind's blowing back at him because there's sometimes the wind's blowing away. So if it's blowing back at him, we'll pull it. Other than that, you keep it in because it is an advantage. If you miss, the distance away from the hole is much shorter. Therefore, you're going to three-putt a whole lot less if you miss. Leave the flag stick in, basically. They say from 3 feet in, doesn't matter. But once you get outside of 3 feet, leave the flag stick in. It is to your advantage. Bubba Watson, matter of fact, said to me in Phoenix after, I can't believe they're letting us do this. It's like, it's, you know, it's an advantage.
I think it's helped Adam Scott, because I think seeing the pin in there for some reason has sparked something in his brain, and it makes him more comfortable when he putts.
He said that because he knows he almost has the pin as a backstop, that he said he's always missed greens because he's over red, and he said he's hitting putts with a little more pace now.
Bingo.
And he said, I'm taking less of the break out. I'm hitting with more pace, knowing that it can hit the pin. And as you said, Kevin, worst case, even if it doesn't drop, at least he knows he's got a tap in coming there.
And that
versus if it catches the edge and then you miss, sometimes it flies down 10 or 12 feet away.
Yeah, you think about a downhill putt, and yeah, it's a breaker. If you take less break and you hit the pin, you got 2 feet.
Right.
As if you miss it over an edge, it's gone. That's right. An advantage.
Absolutely.
Well, and it just takes something like that to spark your confidence in a putting stroke, and bang, you're off and running.
I thought they should have gone waist height. I mean,
I think
compromise here. I mean, why do we go this far of a distance?
Well, they were originally talking about, you know, just having your hand just above the turf, so a couple inches, and then they changed that as they went along through the rules, the comment period. I still think the knee height, it does. Some of the rules I'm not a fan of. I understand why they did it, but
they should modify that, just like they modified the caddy lineup rule from Phoenix. When
waist height would be perfect.
Yeah, but you saw what they the player who is caddy. It jumped out of the way at the last second when he took a stance. The player backed off. But once you commit to a hit, your caddy can't help you line up. It was ridiculous that he's penalized. And then they came back. The tour went to the U.S. They're like, come on. Like, this is.
Right.
And they said, you know what? You're right. So they amended the rule, which is good.
And there may be more of that.
Yes.
7:33 the time here on Tee to Green. So we welcome you back. Our season debut show, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis and Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. So you heard that comment there from Ricky Fowler. Just one of the rule changes. We'll be talking about that all year long here along the
Rory.
Way.
It was Rory McIlroy, by the way. I didn't want to leave the listeners hanging. Rory dropped on 6 in the drop zone from his shoulder and was walking his club, and his caddy's like, no, you got to do it again. And as long as you don't, if you drop from the shoulder but you don't play, like, you can adjust and correct it. All right, so if you're playing with somebody and you see him drop from the shoulder, it's not an automatic penalty.
See, I got to double check that, because I thought that ball was in play once you dropped it, but
no,
they changed the rule. Right,
it is not in play until you take a stance.
Got it.
That's good. Okay, you heard it. Also, is time now for our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. That's why we have Mr. Mitis here in house. So Jeff, you ready to go? Your first tip of the year.
Jeez, a lot of pressure.
By the way, a lot of tips from Jeff on tee2green.golf. You can check him out there and see Jeff in video action. A lot of good opportunity there.
Camera adds 10 pounds.
That's
always
right.
Remember
we
that.
We use 4 cameras for that shoot.
That's right. Is that 40 pounds then?
I like radio, yeah.
Hey, you're good at math, Brian.
Thank you. Jeff, you look 40 pounds skinnier here in studio. Very nice. All right, our tip of the week here, getting ready for the season. People, I'm sure, will be going to the Dome, swinging in their garage, swinging in their basement. What are some key essential things that you feel like, maybe even for somebody listening that hasn't swung a club in a few months here, what do you think are some keys?
Well, we put a little article in the newsletter about this, but I think, one, you want to, first of all, getting into the season, you want to set some goals. Maybe write down your goals. What are you going to do this year? You know, what do you want to get to? And then have a plan. So I always say, plan your work and work your plan. So then if you're going to do that, how are you going to achieve that? You know, are you going to hit balls once a week? Are you going to get a lesson? Whatever you're going to do, you create a written plan. That's a great way to do it. Work on creating more speed. At a certain age, you start to lose speed. Even as a young player, you always want to be more explosive and create more speed. Swinging things that are light and trying to swing faster instead of a heavy club. A heavy club will make you stronger, but it won't make you it won't make you swing faster, and you're trying to create more speed. There's a lot of things you could do. This time of year, also flexibility, ease into it. Don't go out the first day and hit 3 buckets of balls. Hit a bucket of balls. Hit some half wedges. Start to get a feel for things. One of the things, if you're really planning to get better this year, is keep your stats. If you really are serious about getting better, the tour players have ShotLink. They delve into those stats like you can't believe. There's a lot of online stat apps and trackers and stuff like that. That's a great way for you to figure out where your weaknesses are, and then get with your PGA Pro and isolate them. Hey, maybe you're a good bunker player. You thought you were a bad bunker player. Maybe you're not hitting enough greens from whatever yardage, or you're not getting up and down. Whatever it is, those, once you start working on your stats and you actually have an honest, accurate assessment of where your weaknesses are in your game, that's probably one of the best ways you can get better quickly.
Excellent. All right, good advice there. Again, you can, if you want to get more great advice from your local PGA Pro, you can find out more information, WNYPGA.com. You can go over and see Jeff at Glen Oak.
Yep.
He'll give you a tip in person if you want, and he'll set you up with whatever you're looking for to try to improve your game.
Yeah, we're going to have a pretty active teaching program over there at Glen Oak this year. A lot of junior events. We got a lot of work done in our clubhouse. We've got a new superintendent. A lot of exciting things going into year two here at Glen Oak.
Absolutely. Jeff mentioned the newsletter where he put out some information and some tips. To be a part of that newsletter, if you're just joining us again, you got to be a part of our Tee to Green Club. You can sign up at teetogreen.golf.
Only sign up once, by the way.
Speaking of being a member.
I just noticed, like,
somebody signed up twice.
We've had some people sign up this morning, which is great.
I'm like, skew the odds.
I'm like, David, yeah. You're already in there, dude.
That's right. Speaking of the club, let's give away our first twosome to Glen Oak Golf Course here.
All right.
And we've got to draw a number for it. Jeff, why don't you draw the first one, Jeff?
Right, little raffle tickets.
Pull it out. Pull one out.
I don't have my reading glasses.
Just one.
I don't have my reading glasses.
All right, here. Hand it to me. All right, number 25. We go to our list. William Nolan. Nolan, not Noland. Will, yes. William Nolan. All right, so he's our first winner of a twosome. Bill. Yep. Bill Nolan's won a twosome there. And then, all right, here, Brian. Shuffle that over there. You pick one out.
Okay.
Usually Willem. Williams
this is, a,
don't
this
like
is scintillating
Billy.
Stuff here. This is like when they're opening the case on
133.
All right, 133. Sorry, it takes me a while to read the numbers. I think I need readers too, Dan.
It comes with the demographic you're in.
Mo
now, Kevin.
Gavin. Mo Gavin. Mo Gavin.
Nolan and Mo.
Nolan. Hey, Mo.
That's right.
All right. Well, congratulations. We have your emails because you're club members, so we'll email you the information. Contact with Jeff.
It'll be a little bit. Yeah.
You're not playing today, that's for sure.
That's true.
But
congratulations, William and Mo. You've just got yourself a twosome to Glen Oak.
Bring Curly. That's terrible, right?
Geez, Kevin, the roast was 2 nights ago.
That's right. I still have material that I didn't get to do because the thing.
We'll save it for another show.
I will. All right. Or just save it, as some are probably saying right now.
Hey, if you're looking for something to do today, Kevin, over at Woods to Wedges at the Whirly Dome,
yes,
an opportunity for you to go maybe check out some great items from Callaway. They've got a fitting day opportunity from 1 to 7 p.m.
Yeah, so you know, here's the deal with Woods to Wedges. They're fantastic. And if you're going to get new clubs, I mean, you're going to spend the money to get clubs. Why not get fit? Right, make sure they fit you. So just buying something,
especially with your kids, by the way, too.
Yeah, that's a fabulous point. But they'll look at your swing, they'll know your speeds, they'll know your numbers, your stats you're talking about, and they are just Kevin, Pat, and Donna over there are just fantastic at figuring out what fits there. But they have the manufacturers reps from specific companies there, several coming up. You have to get an appointment. They have some available today with Callaway. Callaway's there today, 1 to 7. So call over to Woods to Wedges. Check them out online, Woods to Wedges, to get an appointment there. Tuesday, Ping is going to be. These are all 1 to 7. Tuesday is Ping, the 13th TaylorMade, 21st Titleist.
So these we call, I think people are calling them more fitting days now. You probably need an appointment, right? Because they'll have slots where they have the TrackMan and stuff like that, so they can get you into a set. So if you're seriously looking to buy some golf clubs and stuff, this is the way to do it.
Well, yeah, and this is the the time to go over there if you're that specific club.
Yep.
If you're like, I've been seeing the guys hitting this epic driver on tour. I want to check that out, to Callaway. If you want to check out Ping, you always wanted Ping irons, that's Tuesday for you.
Titleist is next Saturday.
Yeah, you can make an appointment any time, but this is just specifically for those manufacturers.
They did a great job getting my son clubs. I know we wanted to get him new clubs for Christmas, and I know, Jeff, you had said, hey, because he's 9 now, about making sure that it's the appropriate length for him. You've worked with my son, and you said about how making sure it properly fitted even for someone as young as him at age 9, about making sure you have the right golf clubs for him.
And if you're going to air, you want to air short and light for kids. You don't want to have long and heavy. Cutting down your clubs for your kids is about the worst thing you can do for your kids' golf game ever, just so you know. But yeah, get clubs that are, US Kids has a beautiful chart where you can tell how tall your kid is, and you fit right into that. And then there's two inside of that, like your son's a stronger swinger, so he gets the little heavier set of clubs within that size. And so it's a great way, if your clubs don't fit, think about having a baseball bat that was way too big and heavy for you. How are you going to play baseball? You're not going to have much fun.
One more note on Woods to Wedges. Congratulations to them. Golf Magazine named them one of the top 25 fitters in the country.
And that's golf fitters. Yeah, and that They didn't speak to anybody.
Yep.
That just happened, right? Like they did the independent survey was done. So that is awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. So congratulations to Donna and Kevin and Pat over there. That's really cool. And Jeff, you mentioned about in your tip about stats. Mm-hmm. If you go over there and get fit, the data that you'll see over there on that screen, we've all done it.
Prepared to be humbled.
It's right. Cool. Yes.
Now,
but cool. But
yeah.
Cool.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's like, so the numbers don't lie.
So typically they'll put you into about two shafts or so or heads that'll fit you, and then it's personal preference after that. So it's not like they just stick something in your hand. This is you work with someone when you're fitting someone properly. And it's a lot of it's what you like to see when you hit the golf ball,
look,
too.
Look and feel matter.
Well, yes. I like the ball to fly a certain way. You know, you're supposed to launch it high with no spin. Sometimes I don't like, in my mind, that's not what I'm comfortable with yet. So there's a lot you can do in the data. Also, remember, you still got to play. You know, you still got to play. You can put these clubs in your hand, but they still got to be playable for you. And when you're getting fit for a driver, make your normal swing. Don't go out there and try to, you know, I can get this up to 104 miles an hour if I let it rip.
Just do some push-ups in the parking lot.
That doesn't help you get fit properly. Yeah,
that's right. All right, we'll take a time out here on Tee to Green, our season debut show. When we come back, we'll get our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. They're at the Honda Classic this week. We'll let you know how they're going here. And
the bear trap.
That's right.
They'll mention that about 100 times.
15, 16, 17, yes. And that statue of the bear. And the bet placed on Tiger Woods to win the Masters that have changed the odds. We'll have that, too, coming up as we roll on Tee to Green with Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester, Derek Kramer producing. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us here on WGR on Tee to Green.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball, and by Donald Ross, the world's finest golf apparel, and by New Era Golf, headwear engineered to perform that never sacrifices style.
PGA Tour leaderboard time here as we welcome you back to Tee to Green. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. The Honda Classic in Palm Beach Gardens. They are through two rounds. Keith Mitchell and Sungjae Im tied for the lead. They are at 6 under par. This course is playing very, very difficult. 2009 U.S. Open winner Lucas Glover, one shot off the lead at -5. Large group at -4, including the Canadian, Adam Svensson. Am I saying that right, Kevin? Right?
Sure.
That's right. I'm looking to you here. Also including two-time U.S. Open champion Brooks Koepka. Sergio was tied for the lead yesterday at one point. He's three off the lead at -3. Biggest name to miss the cut, Adam Scott. He's been playing very well as of late. He missed it by one. Justin Thomas made it right on the number.
Defending champion.
He is at +2. And yes, you'll hear a lot about the word bear trap this weekend. You'll see the statue on the television coverage. Holes 15, 16, 17 play very, very difficult. One of the toughest stretches in all of golf on the PGA Tour, Kevin.
It's
a tough course.
It's water, right? Long par three.
Par three is tough.
Well, both of them, 16 and 17.
Right.
I mean, they're both just all carry over water, and you cannot push it at all on either shot. You just can't.
You got to think positive.
Well,
I don't think I'm not.
But the other issue is wind, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and
down there,
it swirls like, you know, they talk about the 12th at Augusta National, how the wind swirls well. It's more open there at PGA National on that championship golf course. So
yeah, they'll say bear trap 100 times in a day. Watch.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they will.
The course plays the toughest on tour.
I believe it.
Yeah.
It looks tough. Next week, the pros are at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Kevin, you'll be there for PGA Tour Radio. Looking forward to hearing that. And then the following week, the Players' Championship. Part of the reason, if you're just joining us again, why is Tee to Green on earlier this year? We're on in March because the tour calendar shifted and the PGA moved up the Players' Championship. The quote-unquote fifth major is up. It's earlier back in March, actually, where it was back, what, in the 80s and 90s?
Well, think about when Hoke beat... it was Hoke who beat...
Scott Hoke? Wow. That's a long time.
You're pulling a name out there.
Who's the guy who beat Tiger head-to-head?
Oh.
It wasn't Hoke.
No, it wasn't Scott Hoke. No.
Well, at the PGA, it was Yang.
No, not Y.E. Yang.
I know. You're thinking at the Players. Somebody
beat him. Big Southern accent.
Bubba?
No. Hale Sutton? Was it Hale Sutton?
Hale Sutton
That's
did
right.
win. Yep.
He did.
Yeah.
Hale Sutton, yeah.
And B-Ride right. today, baby.
That's one. Right. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yeah. That was in March, right? When he did that?
I can't remember that.
I think so. Well, whatever. Hey, I do want to mention a couple things about our leaderboard sponsors, right? Ball Buffalo Golf Companies. And when you go, one of the things at the PGA Merchandise Show, like people think, New Era, it's a Buffalo company. No, it's worldwide in golf. We're glad to have New Era cap on, and they're going to have some great TD Green caps here. And now everybody's going to ask me for one. We'll give some away to our club members when they come in.
I'm signing up. TDGreen.golf.
Jeff, I'll get you one.
Thanks. Okay, TDGreen. Yes. These hats are cool looking.
They're gonna be great. And New Era cap, they make awesome. Not just baseball caps, they make awesome golf caps too. So if they're not in your pro shop, make sure you ask for them with New Era cap. And Donald Ross, right? Glad to have Donald Ross. They've got the new Donald Ross Sport line.
Yeah,
right?
For the kids.
Well, for younger, slimmer guys, but it's really cool stuff. And their booth was just jamming at the merchandise
show. Their business is really, really doing well.
Yeah, and their clothes are fantastic.
Leader in the industry.
Yes. We are glad. And they're based right here in Buffalo. Rob Stein, John Boland, everybody, Carly over there, everybody, awesome people.
Carly's dog.
That's right. Carly's dog is cool.
We're glad to have Donald Ross on board there. And Encore Golf. Buffalo's golf ball, glad to have them back. You know, they've got some new colors, matte finishes coming out. They'll be in time for the Masters. The Avant 55 is a new golf ball form. The Elixir, great stuff there. Al Geiberger, Chuck Schwab are, like, on board. The Chuck Schwab, like, money-wise, investor-wise. But
Charles.
Yes.
I didn't know you'd call him Chucky.
Yeah, well, that's what Kevin calls him at parties. Yeah. You know,
we are tight. And, you know, they support the New York State Golf Association, First Tee, Western New York, some PGA Junior camps. They support the Duster Challenge every year. That's coming back, by the way. We'll get the specific date. It's either going to be August 2nd or August 16th, okay? Circle the second, though. We're leaning that way.
I think it's the second.
Okay.
That's what I've been told.
Brian's just decided, everybody, it's August 2nd. You'll get an offer through the club on how to sign up early for the Duster Challenge again this year, which benefits the Western New York PGA Reach Foundation. That's an awesome, fun time at Fox Valley on the putting green out there. So
looking forward to that.
There, and you know, Encore, Donald Ross, New Era, we appreciate them supporting that event.
Absolutely. Before we go, you mentioned the Masters. The Westgate Las Vegas Superbook received a $10,000 wager on Tiger Woods to win the Master. Woods at the time was listed at 12-1, meaning, if you don't know, the better than would get $120,000 if Woods ends up winning the tournament. Of course, he's won four Masters, but Superbook odds maker Jeff Sherman said that the wager is the single largest bet any sportsbook has taken on a player to win this year's Masters. He said he's seen casinos have had to adjust their lines accordingly, in the sense, of course, they adjust lines because the casinos don't want to lose money. So they're thinking, hey, if this guy wins, you know, we've got to adjust so that we can make sure we come out on top as well. Of course, everybody's in it to try to win. So they've adjusted the line. Some places have put Woods down to 10-1, which would put him at the top as the favorite. Right now, Rose, McIlroy, and Dustin Johnson, and some books are listed anywhere from 11-1 to 10-1. But that bet, $10,000 to try to win $120,000 if Woods ends up getting it done. What do you think about Tiger's year so far, Kevin?
He's got to figure out the driver. He only hit driver on two holes in Mexico.
It's a tighter course, though.
It is a tighter golf course.
He putted terribly.
I feel like we've been saying that about Tiger for a long time.
He played conservative. He hit. There were some holes where he had 200 yards in. Where
he was way back.
130 because he's trying to find. Well, he's playing smart. Frankly, he's finding the fairway.
He's playing for right? You know, he's playing to not make bogeys. You know, it feels like, and he's relying on his putter and his iron game.
Correct.
He's playing to his strengths instead of, you know, whipping that driver out and getting himself in trouble. He's probably not confident. I would imagine he's not super confident with the driver.
He's playing well, though.
He is.
Yeah, I mean,
he'll peak in time for the Masters. Yeah, he always knows how to do that. He seems to know how to prepare for the majors.
A hometown event, like he lives in Jupiter, right next to Palm Beach Gardens, not playing this week. He had to eliminate
something. He wanted to play, but it was just the schedule was so busy because he committed to the Palmer. He's going to play in the Players.
Yes.
He might play in the match play. They're still not sure about that. That's in between that.
Right. He's not going to play San Antonio. Right. And Phil Mickelson even said, and I know we're running down on time here, Phil Mickelson said, he goes, Phil may not play before any major this year because he didn't think the golf course is set up well for the majors. For example, San Antonio, is, he goes, it's windy, the conditions won't be anything like Augusta.
Yeah, the Canadian Open, they were hoping maybe, because sometimes he does, so that could be.
But Hamilton Country Club is where it is this year. It's not anything like Pebble Beach.
And that's a long ways away.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. Good first show, guys.
Great stuff. I like Justin Rose to win the Masters, by the way. That's my early pick.
You're already sneaking that in. By the way, if you're curious, the second Woods, by the way, has had more bets on him than any other player since betting opened in August. Not surprising. The second number of total bets placed, the highest player for that, is number two, Tommy Fleetwood, 30-1.
That must have been last summer.
A lot of European money coming in, I'm sure, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Fleetwood, 31.
Check out European Tour on Twitter. They do some awesome videos, and he's in a lot of them.
he's fun to watch.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We dined together last week.
You did?
Same restaurant.
You and Tommy?
Yeah.
His hair, did it look good? Was it legit?
It looked better than mine. Looked better than mine, that's for sure.
It's got the flow.
All right, that puts a wrap here on our season debut of Tee to Green. Again, if you want to be a part of our great giveaways coming up, sign up for our Tee to Green Club at t2green.golf. Thanks to Derek Kramer for his work behind the board. PGA Pro Jeff Minas. Jeff, have a great week.
Looking forward to it.
Kevin Sylvester, thank you.
Talk to you next week from the Arnold Palmer.
Kevin will be at the Arnold Palmer. We, Jeff and I, will be at Tantera, one of our home clubs here. As you listen to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood. We'll see you next week
on Tee to Green.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.